All right. Well, tonight's the first start of our series for this month called True Love. And this month we'll be having certain topics. This week our topic is patience. But first I want to take a second, let's talk about love. What do y'all think what love is? Anyone got a definition for me? Someone? All right. Well, I'll give you Webster's Travis, yes. Good. Love others. It sounds good. Anyone else got it? Anyone else? Yes, Shelby. Do what? It's what you show? It's a good answer. I like that one. Anyone else? Yeah? Okay. Well, that's what I got right here. It's my dictionary. According, get married. Right. I hope you love someone when you marry him. All right. Tonight, Webster's definition of love is a strong attraction brought about by affection or desire, an object of affection or desire, sexual intercourse, to have an affection or desire for, or to engage in sexual intercourse. Oh, that's okay. You can say it. We're making love. Well, I don't know, there's more than forms of love than what Webster has to say. But God's definition of love, it's pretty good. And you can find it in 1 Corinthians, whoever's got their Bibles. 1 Corinthians 13. First Corinthians 13, verse 4. Does everyone got it? No? All right. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. I didn't tell you. I told you Webster's version. This is going to be God's version. Alright. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. What do y'all think of the difference? Big difference. See, love does not have to involve sex. Friendly, just whatever. But tonight, love is patient. Okay. So, anyone... Can you, think of a time whenever you was having love for someone, but you was being patient with them at the same time? Anybody? This happened to me yesterday when I was in class. We started taking a test review, for our test, which is tomorrow. And, I noticed a few people coming in late, so they caught maybe a fourth of what was left over. And for some reason, I was like, they missed a good part, so I'm gonna let this one person copy the test. And so, well, not copy the test, but the test review, so he can know what to study. let me specify myself here. But, so I was sitting there waiting on him, but not only did he miss it, but three other people. I'm like, I can be out working, making some money, because that's what I like to do. But, instead, I'm just gonna wait. I don't know what the reaping of this is, that I've done so far, but Obviously, a few people think I'm a good guy now, hopefully. But also, we're going to talk about some Bible character. What? But tonight we're going to talk about some Bible characters who have patience, and not only patience, but a few other objects. The first one is going to be Noah. I know. Noah? No, Noah's not a book. Alright, if you have any Bibles, if you'll go to Genesis, please. Alright, you know how Noah, you know, he built the ark and everything. Okay, you know, so Noah was 600 years old when we built the ark. Noah was 600 years old when we built the ark. Mm-hmm. And it took him, I don't know. So we're just saying, you know, 600, you know, we're not even near 100 yet, so don't worry about it. So just saying, you know, there's one example here. Now our next example is going to be Jacob. Now Jacob is related to Abraham through Isaac. You know, Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob. And Jacob, he loved this woman named Rachel. And, you know, he was talking to his, you know, to her father, and he goes, well, you know what? If you work for 7 years, you can marry Rachel. Okay. So he starts working for 7 years. And at the 7 years, he's like, okay, you can marry her. But that night, he slipped Leah instead of Rachel. And so when he woke up the next morning, he's like, hey, what's the deal here? He goes, well, if you want really want Rachel, you'll have to work for me another 7 years. So after a week of working, he got Rachel. But he had to stay another 7 years. So 14 years to really be with a person that you love. Okay. Then Jacob, through Rachel and Leah and some of their maids, he had 13 sons. 12 of them became the 12 tribes of Israel as we have now. And we have another example named Joseph. He's also in Genesis. He's a great, great man, and God sent him a dream when he was a kid. So, you know, like he's all his brothers and everyone else is going to be bowing before him and everything else. He's like, I don't know the meaning of this, but through life and everything, you know, his brothers sold him into slavery, and he went to Egypt. He was a slave for a guy named Potiphar, and Potiphar's wife loved, you know, like Joseph, and he's like, no. You know, stay away from that. And so she told a lie on him, saying, hey, he tried to force his way on me. And so Potiphar, you know, this angered him, and so he put Joseph away in prison, and he put Joseph away in prison, and Joseph was there for years, you know, just waiting, chilling out, you know, life's, you know, treating him pretty rough. But he interprets two prisoners' dreams, and he told one person, you know, that he's going to die, and sure enough, they did. Another person, hey, you're going to go be working for the king. And he's like, hey, when you go work for the king, remember me. And so sure enough, he remembered him. He told the king all about him, and because the king had a dream. It wasn't immediately what happened, because the king, a few years later, the king had a dream, and he's like, oh, yeah, Joseph. So he tells him about Joseph. Joseph tells him what happens. Tells him about his dream. Come to find out, he saves Egypt from starvation, from a famine. And so he's the second man in charge. And sure enough, his brothers come to him for food and everything. And what happened about before him? All right, took a while to happen. Takes patience to wait what happens. And last but not least, we have King David. It's in 1 Samuel. He's anointed by a man named Samuel. And Samuel, God was displeased with the current king of Israel at the moment, and so Samuel, he told Samuel, you know, I want you to go to the house of Jesse, and you're going to choose one of the sons, which one will be the next king of Israel. And so he goes through a few of the sons. He's like, no, he disciples, you have any more sons? He's like, well, I got this one son. He's out here watching the sheep right now. But when he came in, God's like, he's the one who's going to be king. So he anointed David. So David knew he was going to be king. But you know, he's a kid. You know, he has to go through character traits, you know, learn, get some wisdom, and everything else. And the reason behind these people, you know, because they all had a goal in life. They all had patience. It took patience to get where they were and what God wanted them to be. And the first thing we hit on, they were obedient. You know, Noah could not build the ark if he didn't want to, and you know, we probably wouldn't be here today. And also, you know, Jacob, he was obedient to his father-in-law. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm giving you my word. I'm going to work for 7 years, 7 more years for you. You know. And through that, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel were born. Joseph, you know, he was patient on God. He was a good man of God. You know, he did what was right. He knew what was right in his heart. And also got into where he was. And David, he was obedient, followed God's word and everything. And then also, well, through their obedience, they had a purpose in their life. Noah, purpose, he saved the animals, he saved the people. Jacob, you know, his purpose was the father of the nations of Israel. Joseph, protect Egypt from starving. And then David, you know, be the king of Israel. And I just want to, you know, all these three, they're linking together, all because they had patience. That's about what I have all for you tonight. So if y'all want to bow your heads, we'll dismiss. Lord, thank you for tonight. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that we'll take this sermon and use it to what we can, you know, learn about being patient with you, Lord.